Okay, we've got two questions from Sister Rahiba Samshadeen from Oman. First question is about some investment. She says, my husband's going to put some investment into a business where he's going to be, she quotes, a sleeping partner. That's somebody who actually doesn't do the work but collects some of the profits. She says he actually is going to receive a certain fixed amount of profit, whether there's a loss in the business or not. She wants to know, is this kind of investment allowed?
Well, a sleeping partner reminds me of sleeping cells, and I don't like this terminology. Mm. But in Islam, it's one form of dealing, and it's called in Arabic mudaraba. Mm-hmm. And mudaraba is when a person provides the money, and the other person or his partner provides the work. This is permissible in Islam, providing that they are equal in the sense of loss and gain. So if I put 100,000 and he is actually taking the money and working with it, if the project loses, I lose the money and he loses his effort. But if the project wins, then I get my percentage, which is something that we've agreed upon previously, which let's assume is a 70-30% or 80-20, depending. Mm-hmm. And this is acceptable. But whenever the profit is fixed with guarantees that it would never lose, then this becomes riba, this becomes usury. Because it's like me lending him the money and saying to him that I need 20% fixed profit, not interest, fixed profit. Mm-hmm. So whether he works or he buys a house or he does whatever he wants, all what I care about is my 20%. And there isn't a project that is not susceptible for loss. Mm. All projects are susceptible for gain and loss. So this is unacceptable. It has to be variable. There is a possibility of losing, and there is a possibility of winning.
Okay, so let me give you another angle today. Say somebody says, you see these projects where you can invest money into a housing complex, and they say they're guaranteeing you, they're going to give you rental for a year, which is a fixed amount of rental. You sign the dotted line, you give them money, and every year the rental comes. Does this work in the same situation? Is it like an investment?
Again, if they guarantee, no, this is unacceptable, because then they're guaranteeing that someone is going to rent it. What happens if somebody does not rent? Mm-hmm. You would go and say, well, I need my rent. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you, we don't have anyone to rent it. Well, I have my contract. You promise that you give me 20,000 per year, and I want that. No, this is, again, it goes back to square one, regardless of the different names they give it.